here at 96.5 TIC. It is Thursday morning. It's 8:31. Time for the lighter side. Here's Christine.
A 35-year-old guy got arrested after he broke into someone's place. Guess where? Florida. Last week. But here's the catch. The guy broke into someone's place, and apparently it was take your daughter to work day because he brought his 4-year-old daughter with him.
Oh. Well, listen, I commend him.
For not leaving her in the car.
Yeah, if you're going to break into somebody's house and it's take your daughter to work day, that's his job. Breaking in. He took the daughter.
All I can think of is that Charlize Theron movie where they're in Venice and Donald Sutherland plays her father, right? Or her mentor.
Oh, I don't know that movie.
Yes, you do. Oh, gosh. It's going to drive me nuts. It's a remake. Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a car. They're driving fast. It's a car movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a heist movie. In any event, it reminds me of that. A group of guys fishing off the coast of New Jersey got some crazy footage of a massive great white shark attacking the side of their boat.
What's that guy from New Jersey who...
Baby Wheel. and the shark stole a bag of chum and swam off.
It looked like Jaws. I saw that
That's
piece.
That's what people are saying. They're comparing it to Jaws. They're comparing it. You're going to need a bigger boat. And then
the next boat over, Spielberg, he said, cut! Wow.
You never know, but there's been some great white sharks off the coast here that have been circling.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for something crazy to
circling
happen.
Circling around Salhaney's house.
A flight from Pittsburgh to Dallas had to land in Oklahoma City yesterday after some drunk idiot started brawling with passengers. And then he punched a female flight attendant in
what?
The chest.
What?
The crew had to bind his hands with duct tape while passengers held him down. Then people, of course, applauded when the douche finally got off the plane.
And cops were waiting for him, obviously.
All this because he was trying to open up the door mid-flight.
Oh, this is a nut job. This is a nutshell. He had an incident, some kind of psychotic incident.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nightmare.
95% of Americans say they hate mornings. Absolutely, positively despise
the sound of the
alarm.
There's three in the studio right now. Could say that.
Yeah, despise the sound of our alarm clock. And you know, alarms now try to get around that horrible Pavlov sound that inspires us to kill other people.
Gary. It's time to get up.
Yeah, they make, in your phone, you can set what type of tone you want, and even that doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, wake up to soft ocean sounds.
No, soft ocean sounds, you keep sleeping.
Yeah.
I tried Clocky the Clock, which is a clock
that hops off the nightstand?
It's on wheels, and it's and when it goes off, like the alarm goes off, it jumps off the nightstand.
Ah! Clocky!
It rolls across the room, and you have to get out of bed. I actually just smashed it, and that was the end of that.
I would say you would take a shoe and throw it at it.
Yeah, if you could hit it. It works only once, because then you break it.
Clocky the Clock.
I also tried the slowly wake up to daylight clock.
Oh, how did that work?
That one's actually awesome, but I did throw that across the room, too. I have a slight problem in the morning.
Of waking up.
There's a dent in my bedroom door
from
clocks.
How about...
I think I'm joking.
You rig up a sledgehammer, rubber mallet.
That hits you on the head?
And then when it hits you, there's like a sergeant, wake up!
Above your head with birds circling?
Yeah.
I think that would work. You know, you could be an alarm clock for hire, Gary. You could just stand next to somebody and smash them in the head. Time to get up.
Give them the wake-up call.
Yes, in person.
How's that?
What?
Would you get out of bed?
Yes! You are listening to
Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.